missing 1/24th, Reb Meir holds that's called a no, you gypped him, he has the right to get it back. And Reb Yehuda holds 1/12th. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Shemoina pundiyos, 8 pundiyos to a seller, which is shnei pundiyin ladinner, which is 1/6th. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon holds that by money it has the same halacha as if you're selling something. It's 1/6th. If it got rubbed off the coin, that's less 1/6th of its weight, the way it's supposed to be, that's called a no, you can't give away such a coin. Now, ad mosai mutal hafzer, if the person received such a coin from you, until when can he come back and exchange it? So the krochim, if he lives in the city, ad kadei shiiru l'shachani, until he has time to take it home and show it his money changer, and the person will tell him, listen, this coin is not a good coin. Then he has a right to still to come back to you. But once he waited longer than that, we say he's meichel. Big firm, if he lives in the village, then ad arve shabbosis, he has to wait until at least erev Shabbos. So Rashi says, because erev Shabbos, shebol haitzi erev Shabbos l'sudah Shabbos, people go to buy things for sudah Shabbos. Oz yadayim yochel l'tziyay. So when you go down to the marketplace, you'll see if you can buy your fish or not with this coin. If you see the people don't accept this coin, so then you realize something's wrong with the coin. Then you should come right back and complain. But if you don't come back after that, then we say yomochel. Now, imho yomakira. Let's say the one that gave you the coin recognized that this coin was no good. Or even later on, whenever you come to return back to him, the one that gave you the coin recognizes that it was his coin and it wasn't a good one. So even if he only comes back to you 12 months later, you should accept it back and give him another one. And we'll see in the Gemara why. It says, Milsa de Chasidus, he should do this. But we ain't like all of Elatarumas. If you did not do it though, then he only has complaints against you. Mitzad Hadin, once he waited so long, more than the Mishnah says, either to Erev Shabbos or else the Shoyu Shachani, then he can't ask for it back anymore. So therefore, it's only Terumas. He only has the right to complain, that's all, but not that he really has to give it to you. He has to get it back. Now, V'noisna L'maisa Sheini, if you have this coin that's rubbed off a little bit, that some of the mishkal is missing of it, some of its weight is missing, still you're allowed to use it to be paid the ma'aseh sheni with it. V'yein ha'choshesh, you don't have to be afraid about it. Sheinu elo nefesh ro, because somebody that does not use such a coin is a nefesh ra, a bad heart. In other words, usually people still use it. So therefore it's still called the coin, it has usage to it, therefore it could be mechalel ma'aseh sheni on it. Now the Gemara says, Urimini, I have a question. In the Brice it says, how much is the coin missing? How much weight of this coin rubbed off it? That you could say, there's a no. The person that received it feels that he's gypped, and he has the right to come back to complain to you. So the Brisa says, and it says, di shiurim. So it says, ad kam, until how much, and now Mishnah says, and it will not be Arno. Mashman, if it's only missing this much, it's not called Arno yet. And now Mr. Mashman has to be missing more than this. Like our Mishnah says, and it's not considered like Arno, only more than this. And in the Brice it says, no. Mashman with these shiurim, either 1/24th or 1/12th or 1/6th, it is called Arno. So it's a stira. He's going like from down and up. Like me to say, up until this is not called Aino. But once you reach this year, it is called Aino. And Tana Bro, the Brisa, Tana the Brisa, Kochoshiv Milmala Lamato, from above till here. So if to say, like, if you jip him more than this, for sure it's called Aino. Up until this is called Aino. But they both agree to the same shear. That if the coin is missing 1/24th or 1/12th or 1/6th, mark of Islay, that's called Aino. Then you have a right to come back and complain and get another coin. He gave you the wrong coin. Yeah. So there's no steer with the Mishnah also means that. That you go from downwards upwards. Like Ad Kamo, Talmud is missing up until that. And it's not called Aino. But once it gets to 1/24th, the 1/24th, according to Rabbi Meir, that's called Aino. Now the Gemara is. How come here now Mishnah, how much this seller a coin is missing? It's a machlekes, how much makes it into Aino. But the Mishnah before, the Gemara before, about when I sell you something, like by closing the value of it, There we say that if it's less than 1/6, that's called Eino. How come here we have Machlokes 1/24, 1/12, and by clothing, by utensils, yeah, before everybody agrees it's 1/6. Yeah. Rashi just said that the Gemara says talis because stam schirik the tanan boliel yeshtus lemekach stam selling things in 1/6 and there we have a bigger share 1/24. So Gemara says his Gemara says on a Rabba says man tan a talis Rabbi Shimoni enechanami who's the tan of the lochas before that we said 1/6. That's according to Rabbi Shimon and Al Mishnah. The Rabbi Shimon here says also by a coin is the same shear, it's 1/6. And the machlokes is not equal. Just the lochas before we had only goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Abaye says no. Talis at shtus mochel inish. Talis up until the sixth, if the guy charges you too much, only up until the sixth, it's a svar you being mochel. Why? The Amri Inshi people say, Osig legabecho. That when you come to buy clothing for yourself, spend a lot of money. It's okay. Rashi says also l'gabecha hatzarach lechsois gufach. When you have to clothe yourself, the gabach kana b'yeker. Even though it means to spend a lot, spend a lot. It's important to have good clothing. But v'shavu the karsecha. But when you go to buy food for your stomach, only buy the exact amount. But l'machecha Rashi says le'tikne ele b'shavin. When you come to buy food, only buy the way it's worth, not more than that. Yeah. So kitzikos. Because clothing is covered for the person, you have to buy what you good clothing. Mashenkein food, that way you have to buy exactly what you need. So therefore, people are moichol upon clothing. Mashenkein, they're not moichol, vice versa upon coins. So therefore, coins, it's a bigger question, how much is called, I know. Now, Sela, the Mara says a Svara like this. Sofer Mara just says a Svara, that by talis, the reason why only opatulishtus, because less than a sixth, the person is meichel. Because the person wants to buy clothing, even though you charge him more, he'll pay for it. But sela, a coin, kivon de leisagi lei meichel. Like here it's a svara, once the coin got ruined, rubbed off, so people don't use it, doesn't go into currency anymore. So once it doesn't go into currency, it's leisagi, people are not meichel, they want it back. Yeah. Gufa, what we learned before, gufa, at kama teyasela chasera, how much is the coin missing? V'yehei boy enor, and it has a din enor. That's what we learned. That's what Mishnah says. At kama teyasela chasera, to how much is the coin missing? V'yehei boy enor. Rabbi Meir Oima arba isorois isla dinner. Rabbi Meir Shitri is 1/24. An isla for dinner. That's the shear of enor. If it got rubbed off from its weight less than 1/24, that's called enor. Rabbi Yudu Oimer dalid pundiyos. Pundi la dinner. You the sheet, there is no 4 pundiyos to a seller, which is a pundi into a dinner, which is 1/12. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Shemayna pundiyos. 8 pundiyos to a seller, which is Shnei pundi la dinner, which has come out to 1/6. It's 1/6 of the coin. If 1/6 gets rubbed off, that's called enor. Yes, there are kain. Let's say more than this got rubbed off, then merchav eshaveho. Then you could sell it at its normal price. Merchav eshaveho. So Rashi says the Kama Forish law means Yisera Kain means Shaloi Pochsa Kadeino, means that less than this really was missing. If less than this amount is missing from the coin, then you could use a normal, it's okay. Yisera Kain, Merke B'Shaveho. Now, Ad Kama Tifchas, V'yei Rishoy L'Kaimo. Ad Kama Tifchas, till how much is missing, V'yei Rishoy L'Kaimo, and you're still allowed to hold on to the coin. Like, till how much is missing of it, and you can still hold on to it. So it says, v'sela ad shekel. If you have a coin that first was a sela, and now it rubbed off to be a shekel, which is a shekel is half of a sela, that's still okay. Because the next size coin is a shekel. So even though first it was a sela, but now if it rubbed off to be the size of a shekel, still it's good. Rashi says, v'sela ad shekel. Sela hatavua. You had a coin that was started out to be a sela. U'peiches v'ilich, and it got rubbed off part of the coin. At shekel, now it's only up to a shekel. The locher is mutal kaim, you'll not hold on to it. The einosul ramas boy b'nayodim. You won't come to fool people with it. L'mercher b'sel, to use it as a seller. Because the fish apoxa shalai nikar. Everybody sees how much it's worth less. Like we have something the first was a half a dollar. And now it got down to the size of a quarter. People will know you can't use it for half a dollar. So no, clearly it's only a quarter now. Avol mishepochas mishekel. Once it got worse, less, it got rubbed off more than a shekel. Loikaimeno. Then you can't keep it anymore. Rashi's lafishel bo l'ramos, because you come to fool people or l'meicher and to sell it. But tera shekel shein pchash l'nikol l'gabe shekel meterach shu rochav shevetchil hayaseller. Like if you started out with a half a dollar, and now it got rubbed off. So if it got rubbed off down to halfway, okay, for a quarter it could still be used. But if it got rubbed down more than half of that, it's not even worth a quarter, now you can't use it anymore. Because since it's wide, people won't realize how much it went down. So therefore, if you have this coin that was first the width of the seller, and then it got rubbed off. So if it got rubbed off halfway down, you could still use it as a shekel, which is half of a seller. But once it got rubbed off more than that, you shouldn't use it. The dinner, if you had a coin that started off to be like a dinner, ad roiva, if it gets rubbed off to a quarter of it, still you can still use it. Pachas mekan, less than this, it is. Pachas mekanis, if it got less than this, less than the quarter in issa, it's another size, also, then you can't use it. Also, we'll soon explain why not. Precious, the dinner ad roiva, if the coin was only a dinner, nifchas ad shamad ad roiva, mutet, if it got rubbed off, that's now to only a quarter of that size, still you're allowed to keep it. And that's the mean now, it's a quarter of the size. So later the Gemara asked the question, how come by a seller you said only halfway down, only till a shekel? And here we're saying if you start out with a dinner, it could even go down to a quarter. But more than that, then it's us. We'll soon see. Now it says, I raised it, such a coin that you're not allowed to use, so I raised it, you're not allowed to sell it. Lo letaga, not to a merchant, for lo lechoram. Choram Rashi says, or Adam Onus, a person that grabs away. For Lo Lahorig, not to a person that kills people. Because they'll fool other people. Like if you sell them this coin, they're going to use this coin on other people. So you're not going to give it over to these people. Now, Ella, what should you do with this coin that got rubbed off so much it's not usable? Ella Yikvenu, you should make a hole through it. Yikvenu. V'yitlenu b'tzava b'noi, oy b'tzava b'itoi. Use it for a necklace. And put it around the neck of your son, around the neck of your daughter. That's what you do with such a coin that got rubbed off more than it's supposed to, because you're not allowed to use it now. So you should take it out of currency and make a hole through it and just use it as a necklace. Now we'll explain it. Oh, mama, what did we just say before? The seller, a shekel. If you started out with a coin worth the size of a seller, and it got rubbed down, that it got smaller, up into the size of a shekel, which is half of a seller. So you're allowed to use it. More than that, no. The dinner, if you start out with a coin the size of a dinner, add roiva, then it got rubbed down, until a quarter of it, it's also usable. So the question is why? My shana b'sela shekel, how come if you have the size of a seller? You can let it rub down until a shekel. Or my shana b'dinner ad roiva. How come by a dinner, up until a roiva it's good? Or my shana b'dinner up until a quarter. Why by a dinner could it be rubbed down more than a